Welcome to About Music. I'm Brian. You've just been listening to Joaquim Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez for guitar and orchestra, which is the soul of Spanish music. This adagio is both intimate and profoundly expressive. The delicate interplay between the solo guitar and the orchestra creates a sense of longing, like a whispered conversation between the past and the present. It's got warmth and quiet passion, which makes it one of the most hauntingly beautiful slow movements ever written. We follow that with Johann Sebastian Bach's Air from the Orchestral Suite, No. 3 in D major. This piece unfolds with effortless grace, each note suspended in time like a slow-moving dance. The flowing melody carries a quiet dignity, its gentle rise and fall soothing the listener with an almost meditative stillness. It's a music that invites you to simply breathe and be.
Thank you.
Now we're going to listen to a piece by Max Bruch, his Nocturne from the Eight Pieces for Clarinet, Viola and Piano. There's something mesmerizing about this work, with the clarinet's velvety tones intertwining with the warm richness of the viola. Bruch's Nocturne is a hushed conversation between the two instruments, filled with wistful melodies and tender phrases. It's as if the music itself is dreaming.
Thank you.
Our next piece, which is Gymnopédie No. 1 by Erik Satie, is very well known. Few pieces create such an immediate sense of calm. The floating melody, gently swaying with a quiet melancholy, seems to hover in the air like mist. It's music that doesn't demand your attention. It simply drifts by and invites you to follow. Our next item, which was later adapted as the German national anthem, was originally written as a heartfelt hymn-like variation. It is Joseph Haydn's string quartet in C major, opus 76, number 3, the second movement. It has a very rich texture which gives it an intimate, almost sacred quality, unfolding with warmth and quiet strength. It's like listening to a prayer in the form of music.
Thank you.
Luigi Boccherini's minuet from the string quintet in E is graceful and refined, a perfect example of Boccherini's gift for charm and elegance. The strings dance with a delicate lightness, each phrase unfolding as if it were in an 18th century ballroom. It's a piece that simply makes you smile. Our next piece is also a very well-known one. It's The Cavatina from The Deer Hunter by Stanley Myers. It's pure nostalgia, quiet flowing melody which feels like a memory unfolding in slow motion. The guitar's gentle arpeggios shimmer with a warmth that is both intimate and bittersweet. Not very many melodies capture emotion so simply and yet so profoundly as this one.
Thank you.
Chopin's best-known work, his Nocturne in E-flat major, is also Chopin at his most poetic. The melody unfurls like a long, wistful sigh, its ornamentation giving it an almost whispered intimacy. It's the kind of music that makes time feel as though it's standing still.
Thank you.
Our final item in the program today is Gioachino Rossini's Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers. It's lively and witty and full of sparkle. It's a delightful burst of musical mischief. The rapid-fire exchanges between the instruments build to an irresistible momentum. It's just as if the orchestra itself was caught up in some sort of a playful conversation. I find it impossible to listen to without a feeling of joy. With this item, I say goodbye to you until next week. Please enjoy The Italian Girl in Algiers.
Thank you.
Brahms, the waltz, opus 35, number 15, in A flat.